Okay, now we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So the last Mishnah taught us that a fetus can disqualify a woman from eating truma, but cannot entitle her to eat truma. So now we're going to discuss all of the situations that this has an impact, that a fetus impacts the mother. Ha'ubar, so let's say a woman is pregnant, so the fetus, v'hayavam, or yavam, where that she's zakuka to, v'erisin, or if a woman has erisin, v'cherish, or if you have someone who's a cherish who marries her, ubein tesha shen v'yomechor, if you have a little boy who's only 9 years old, so he's able to have bia, he's a bar bia, poslin, all of them would possle from eating truma, v'lo machilin, but they would not enable her to eat truma if they were the kohanim, so to speak. So the Mishnah just adds another detail about a 9 year old, safik shu ben tesha shen v'yomechor, safik she'eino, if we're not sure if he's 9 years old or not, so we don't know if his bia counts as bia, then he still passels her from eating truma. So the Mishnah tells us that we have to be very machmir with regard to another situation that passels the bas kohen from eating truma, and that is if she has erusin to a non-kohen. Savik hevi shtei sarah savik lo hevi, if we're not sure whether the boy is 13 years old, meaning whether a 13-year-old boy has shtei saros and therefore he's a gadol, or doesn't have shtei saros and is not a gadol, so we don't know if the erusin counts as a valid erusin or not. So still, it's going to passel her from eating truma. So now, another case of safek about yibum, where we're also going to talk about. This is based on what we learned in the very first mission of the Masechta, that if a man dies and one of his widows is an erva to his brother, then none of the tzaros have to do yibum or chalitza. But what if the man was once married to an erva and the marriage ended before he died? He divorced her before he died, and then the co-wives that the other tzaros who he was still married to when he died need to do yibum or chalitza. So what if we're not sure? We're not sure if the marriage ended before he died. Nafal abayis alav v'al bas achiv. Let's say he was married to his brother's daughter, and a house caved in on him and on his brother's daughter. Ve'in yadua is a meis rishon, and we don't know who died first? Did the husband or the wife died first? So tzarasa chaletzas v'lo misyavemis. So now it's a suffix whether the tzara needs yibum v'chalitza or doesn't need yibum v'chalitza. Meaning, if he was still married to Bas Achiv when he died, meaning he died first, then everyone's patur from Yibum Chalitza. But if she died first, then he wasn't married to his niece at the time that he died, and then they will require Yibum Chalitza. So therefore, we do Chalitza, we don't do Yibum. Now Mishnah Hey builds off of Mishnah Dalet, where we discussed that being married to a Kohen or a non-Kohen is going to impact whether a woman can eat Truma. So what about sleeping with somebody? Does that impact her ability to eat Truma? If someone was ma'anes a woman, rapes a woman, or seduces a woman, or an insane person, a shota, a deranged person, lo poslin, they don't disqualify a woman with who they had bia with from eating truma if he's not a kohen and she is a bas kohen, v'lo machilim, but they also wouldn't be able to feed her truma if he is a kohen and she is a non-kohen, meaning the bia itself does not impact her ability to eat truma. Marriage impacts her ability to eat truma. So if she's a bas kohen who marries a non-kohen, she can no longer eat truma. If she's a bas yisrael who marries a kohen, she can eat truma. But if the men that she was with are not even ra'ui to marry into Klal Yisrael, they are not allowed to marry a woman, then they pass her from eating truma, even if they were ma'aneser. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen. If Yisrael was mefata a Bas Kohen, meaning sleeps with a Bas Kohen, tochel b'truma, that has no impact on her, she could still eat truma. Ibra, if she became pregnant from that Yisrael, lo tochel b'truma, she's not allowed to eat truma because carrying the fetus of a Yisrael would disqualify the mom from eating truma. Nechtach u'ber b'me'eha, if the fetus died in her womb, tochel, she can go back to eating truma because she's no longer pregnant with the child of a non-Kohen. Kohen Shabal Bas Yisrael, if a Kohen sleeps with a Bas Yisrael, lo tochel b'truma, that Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma just because she had bia with a Kohen. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant with the Kohen's baby, still lo tochal. Yolda, if she gives birth to the Kohen's baby, then tochal. Then she's allowed to eat truma because she has a child from that Kohen. Nimtza kochu shel ben gadol mishalav. So it turns out that the koach of the child to entitle the woman to eat truma is bigger than the koach of the father. The father didn't enable her to eat truma because he wasn't married to her. But as soon as the son is born, he enables her to eat truma. Ha'eved posel mishum bia. An eved kanani would posel a bas kohen from eating truma just by having bia with her because he's not allowed to marry her. Ve'en posel mishum zera, but he does not posel from eating truma if he happens to be her offspring. He's not considered to be really her child, meaning he does not count as a descendant of hers, and therefore he won't prevent her from eating truma. The Mishnah now talks about this idea of an Eved Kanani to talk about the reverse case as well. Ketzad, Bas Yisrael a Kohen. If a daughter of a Yisrael marries a Kohen, Bas Kohen Yisrael, or Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, the old Amen Ben, and she has a son from him. Valach Ben V'nichbash ala Shivcha, and that son went and slept with an Shivcha Kananis. V'yolda Amen Ben, and she had a son from him. Hareza Eved, that son is an Eved Kanani, even though he has a Jewish father, because an Eved Kanani, and since he's an Eved Kanani, he's not considered the son of his Jewish father or the grandchild of his Jewish father's mother, and therefore Haisa Im Aviv Bas Yisrael Kohen. If his father's mother is a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen and is now an Almana or a Grusha, and this grandson is the only surviving offspring, lo tochal b'trum. She's not allowed to eat truma because she's not considered to have any offspring from the Kohen. Bas Kohen Yisrael, if his father's mother is a Bas Kohen who is married to Yisrael, and this is the only offspring, tochal b'trum, she could still eat truma because she's still a Bas Kohen, and we don't consider it that she has any offspring from the Yisrael. Mamzer posel, a grandson who's a mamzer, would disqualify a Bas Kohen from eating truma, umachil, but he also allows a Yisrael's a Bas Yisrael to eat truma. Ketzad, how does that play out? Bas Yisrael a Kohen, if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, Ubas Kohen Yisrael, or a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, V'yolde men Ubas, and they have a daughter, V'holcha Bas V'nisis Levet Ol Goy, and that daughter goes and marries an Evet or a Goy, V'yolde men Uben, and they have a child with that Evet or the Goy, Hareza a Mamzer, then that child is a Mamzer, even though he's a Mamzer, he has bad Yichus, he's still the grandchild of that grandmother, and he's still the child of his mother, and therefore I say Eim Imo Bas Yisrael a Kohen. If his grandmother was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, she's considered to have offspring through her Kohen husband. So therefore, Tochal Betruma Bas Kohen the Yisrael. If his grandmother was a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael, she's considered to have offspring from her Yisrael husband, and therefore Lo Tochal Betruma. She's not allowed to eat truma. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dal, we said that a fetus, a yavam, erusin, cheresh, and a nine-year-old boy, when they have bia with a woman, they can pasel her from eating truma. They cannot be able to be machil her truma. We're not sure if he's 9 years old or not, or you have a 13-year-old that you're not sure if he's hevi shtei saros or not, whether he's a gadol or not. So then that would passel her as well. If you're not sure who died first, whether your brother died first or your daughter who your brother was married to died first, so then we're not sure whether you need to do yibum chalitza on the other wives, so you can only do chalitza. Mishnah Hay said that if an onus, a mafata, a shota, will not passel a woman from truma, nor will be able to feed a woman truma, meaning if they're not married to her, they just had bia with her, and if they're not right to be love of Yisrael, then they would pass her for truma. And then the Mishnah elaborated that if, let's say, you have a regular Jewish man who marries a Bas Kohen, so good. So now the Bas Kohen is allowed to eat truma, not who marries, who was Boel a Bas Kohen. So the Bas Kohen is allowed to eat truma because there was no marriage. If she became pregnant with the Yisrael's child, she's not allowed to eat truma if that fetus didn't make naked, so then she is allowed to eat truma. If you have a kohen that's boel abas Yisrael, so she's not allowed to eat truma because she's not married to the kohen. Even if she's pregnant from the kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. But if she has the kohen's baby, then she's allowed to eat truma. So you see that this child is able to entitle her to things that the father himself was not able to entitle her to. And then we said that an eved passels mishum bia, but does not passel mishum zera. So what does that mean? If you have a bas Yisrael who's married to a kohen, or a bas kohen that's married to Yisrael, and they have a son, and that son goes and sleeps with the shivcha, and they have a son, so that child is an eved, and therefore it's not considered the offspring of the grandmother. So if the grandmother was a bas kohen, she can still eat truma. If the grandmother is not a bas kohen, she cannot eat truma, even though her husband was a kohen. If you have a bas kohen, if you have, we said a mamzer is posel machil, and we spelled that out, that means if you have a bas Yisrael who marries a kohen, or a bas kohen marries Yisrael, and they have a daughter, and that daughter goes and marries an eved or a guy, and they have a son, so that son might be a mamzer, he might be the least miyuchas thing ever, but it's still their grandson. And therefore, if the grandmother was a bas Yisrael who was married to a kohen, she's considered to have offspring from that kohen, and she can eat truma. If the grandmother was a bas kohen who was married to Yisrael, she's considered to have offspring from her Yisrael husband, and therefore she may not eat truma. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, as well as Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph.